from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with the man behind the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. That would be the president and CEO, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Nice. I'm a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan, too.
Yeah, I like them.
I understand you were just in New Orleans for the National Urban League Conference. I've never been to New Orleans. I hear it's a wonderful city, especially the food.
Yeah, the food is really good. I mean, it's a wonderful city. I was there seven days. I was playing six, but I got caught up in an airline nightmare. But I survived after 9 hours in an airport one day and overnight. But I remained positive and stayed out of drama free because you could see tempers flaring. But, yeah, New Orleans is a great place, a lot of rich history. And it's more than just Bourbon Street, right, where it's a lot of fun, great talent there. But a lot of rich history, American history, black history, just a lot of Creole history. It is a great place, a resilient city, and I think the people are very proud of that. And our national leader, Mark H. Morrell, used to be the mayor there and a representative, and his actually convention center is named after his dad that we were in at one point in time. But definitely a great city.
What was the takeaway from the National Urban League Conference?
Well, there was a lot. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, I met some really great people there, too. I saw Roland Martin. Ed Gordon was there, rapper Juvenile, all types of people there, civil rights people. But I'd say the key focuses was on the whole goal is like really energize you around the movement. And I'd say that the focuses were really on a 3D campaign, defend democracy, demand DEI, and defeat poverty. And the DEI part is important because there's a lot of insults around that. And we reframed it as determined, educated, and intelligent under DEI. But again, the 3D campaign is important. And then we talk about Project 2025, which is basically a right-wing extremist agenda, plans to consolidate executive power by weakening regulation and dismantling federal agencies, et cetera. So we're really concerned about that, talk about that a lot. And also reclaim your vote right with upcoming elections. It's important that people not only be registered to vote, but also to reclaim their vote and actually get out to the polls in each and every election. So I'd say those were three key things that we focused on.
Are you looking for volunteers for the Reclaim Your Vote campaign?
Absolutely. And so people, if they just go to our website, ulpga.org/volunteer, or go under our advocacy tab and hit Reclaim Your Vote to learn about that and click there. But it tells you information under that tab on how to get registered and things like that, but also to volunteer. But you can go just straight to our Get Involved tab on our website, and you can volunteer that way.
That's ulpgh.org/volunteer. That said, a lot has happened in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, two Sundays ago, President Joe Biden took himself out of the race. That means Vice President Kamala Harris is in. Pennsylvania is a key state for winning the election. For both parties are focusing on us. How do you see this rolling out for Kamala Harris?
Well, I think, you know, definitely it's historic. I think it's going to be an uphill battle, but I think from a Democratic Party perspective, I think it's added some energy. We knew that the president, you know, the well-intentioned, confident in many ways, but he definitely seemed to be struggling. And so I think people are energized. And I think, you know, having, you know, instead of two older men, I think having a younger person, people, I think, like that, who's probably more relatable. And then the fact that she's a woman, right? We've never had a woman president before. So I think people are excited about that. And it's not because they haven't been qualified, right? It's that systems have not allowed women to break through. And now those systems are opening up. But women have always been qualified to be president because people always think that, oh, this person's special. No. The door has opened. But yeah, I think it adds a lot of energy, a more competitive race. I think everybody needs to be on top of their game. But one thing, I don't like all the insults there, and so I think that could backfire on folks. But yeah, let the best man or woman win, and people who are going to, I think people need to vote for people who really represent the issues of their community, not just one issue, right, but a more broader perspective. I mean, people need to be informed. But I'm excited at the energy, because it was not that way before, in my opinion.
And we've got the potential for our governor to be the running mate for Harris, and we'll see what happens here after her visit to Atlanta last night, saying that next Tuesday in Philadelphia she'll be giving a campaign speech alongside her selected VP. So we'll see if it indeed ends up being Governor Josh Shapiro.
I think he has a high probability, and so, you know, my message to Austin is to get ready. Because you never know what's going to happen. So the Bible says be ready in season, not in season. So you never know. So.
Yeah, Austin Davis is lieutenant governor, who is from this region, went to McKeesport High School, worked in Allegheny County. I'm sure you have, you know, long known Austin Davis. He would, for those that don't know, if Josh Shapiro wins with Kamala Harris, then he would become the governor of Pennsylvania.
Definitely. His wife is actually on our board. She works with Stiller's the second lady, Blair Holmes Davis. So, I definitely know Austin. I've gotten to know him over the last few years. I met the governor a couple of times. I know him extremely well, but of course I read about people. But I've been, you know, up there a few times, and I keep track on what's going on in the state for sure. But yes, exciting times. I just want people to get out and vote. Like I always tell people, it's three candidates. Now it's Trump, Kamala, and a couch. We want people not to choose the couch. We want people to be engaged, young people, older people, people who haven't voted before, and not, like I know how Trump said, if you vote this time, you have to vote again. That's nonsense, because the other elections are really important to a school board and things like that. It's the local elections that really drive things. So I want people not to pay attention to that, to vote in every election. And it's not just about the people running now. It's about our whole system, our democracy, that we must protect and support and be active participants, right? It's easy to complain at home, but apathy and complaining is never a strategy for change. It does nothing. We have to be involved.
ulpgh.org/volunteer. Carlos T. Carter, the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Who knows what's going to happen between here and there?
Let's see. Well, you have a great day.
You too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.